Omagya Timaranyasya Kananchana Salakyam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Shigrave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapatantikam Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prembhatayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gore Tvishe Namaha Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya Nittananda Sahoditao Kaudadaya Pushpavanto Chitta Chando Tamonodao Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Gaur Purnima Ki Jai. We will read something from Adi Lila, 13th chapter, text 1, and a few more verses. Saprasidatu Chaitanya Devayasya Prasadataha Talila Varnane Yogya Satyasyat Atamopyayam. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, before speaking about Krishna Lila, Chaitanya Lila, about appearance and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He is praying for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who is fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. The purport, Srila Prabhupada. To describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Sri Krishna, one needs supernatural power, which is the grace and mercy of the Lord. Without this grace and mercy, one cannot compose transcendental literature. By dint of the grace of the Lord, however, even one who is unfit for a literary career can describe wonderful transcendental topics. Description of Krishna is possible for man who is empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Unless endowed with the mercy of the Lord, one cannot preach of the Lord's name, fame, qualities, form, entourage, and so on. It should be concluded, therefore, that the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami manifests specific mercy bestowed upon the author. Although he thought of himself as the most fallen, we should not consider him fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Gadadhara Jaya Srinivas Jaya Mukunda Vasudeva Jaya Haridas. All glories to Gadadhara Prabhu, all glories to Srivas Thakur, all glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Datta, Mukunda Datta Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. Jaya Damodara Svarupa, Jaya Murari Gupta, Esapa Chandrodaya Tama Kaila Lupta. All glories to Svarup Damodara and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. Jai Sri Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandragana Sabara Prema Chochnaya Uchmala Tribhuvana. All glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. The bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. So one may ask why Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvipa. and not in any other place or country in the world where their people are also pious and eager to maybe worship the Lord. So the answer is given, whenever the Lord appeared, the Lord appears not in ordinary place. That place where the Lord appears is practically a manifestation from His internal energy. Therefore He appears in the place of Navadvip Dham, Sri Mayapur Dham. There's the Yoga Pit. Yoga Pit means the appearance place of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurahari. That's Yoga Pit. We have here in Vrindavan also Yoga Pit. It's Govindaji, Radha Govinda Mandir. It's a Yoga Pit. So these two dhams, Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Navadvip Dham, they're not different. They're identical. Only difference is here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Krishna with his eternal associates, the gopis and the gopas and the cows and everything, everyone. There is an exchange of madhurya, sweetness. And only very few, very fortunate personalities could participate in that lila. And could fully relish according to their rasa in Sakya, Vatsalya, Dasya and Madhurya or Shringar ras, relish and then enjoying with Krishna together on very intimate, very confidential lila. So Sri Vrindavan Dham is as worshipable as Krishna. That's a statement by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Krishna is worshipable, Sri Vrindavan Dham is worshipped as Krishna himself. So there's two leelas, Prakata and Aprakata. In the Aprakata Leela, Krishna Leela, and also Gaura Leela, parallel, going on eternally. Not visible to the ordinary eyes, not visible to the, and understandable for our mind and the senses, or through intellectual study. It is only realized through bhakti. Actually, not ordinary bhakti, not sadhana bhakti, prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti ultimately leads to raga or ultimately to bhava and prema. Without sadhana, not possible for prema. So, therefore, the gift. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and elder associates, the spiritual master in our line, up to our dear Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas who are helping in this movement, are very mercifully giving this process of sadhana bhakti to start with dasya. So without dasya, without becoming the servant of Krishna, it is not possible to become a prema bhakta, a loving devotee of the Lord. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, very merciful, bestowing to us this gift of bhakti yoga, devotional service, so that we can learn, although we come from so many different countries, not related with bhakti, only with mixed, if at all, any devotion of the Lord, or clear understanding of the Lord. So we have the opportunity to engage in pure devotional service. The gift, the offer is here. This is Lord Chaitanya's great gift. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, he says, there was never a greater avatar amongst all avatars, uncountable avatars. There's no greater avatar than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he mercifully gives the audarya. Audarya comes from the Sanskrit word udara. Udara means very munificent, very compassionate, very mercifully. But Krishna practically only shared with his own devotees, eternal associates, and with some who had many pious previous bhakti merits and blessings, they could participate in it. Nitya Siddha Bhaktas, Sadhana Bhaktas, and Kripa Siddha Bhaktas. They could dive deep in this Prema Bhakti of Lord Krishna. But the whole world had not this opportunity. The world, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, was in complete darkness, medieval age. So many people got killed, and so many difficulties, so many tribulations was created in that time. But there was only this one place in Srinavadvipdham where Lord Chaitanya appeared, but secret. Still not many people know about it. It was not spreading. There was no internet. There was no broadcasting of it. Although there were some Western seers, Nostradamus, and also in Switzerland, there was one saintly person. They were seers, mystic seers, and they had this vision of Lord Chaitanya. One even had a darshan of Nityananda Prabhu, and they prophesied that the time will come when from that time on, from this 15th century on, 500 years later, they told like that, 500 years later, there will be such a flood of love and of divine light was distributed all over the world, and everyone will drown in that great love of one humanity, brotherhood, where everyone loves each other, not by the body, but by the soul. What Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda did, by mercifully appearing, they dissipated the tama. Tama, nudao. They dissipated the darkness, the ignorance, bodily concept of life, fear of death, thinking that we are the doers and we are the enjoyers. All these different kinds of effects of tama were dissipating. When sun and moon rises, then no chance that ignorance or demoniac principles and characteristic can take over in the people's heart. They don't have to think anymore at this side. You don't have to think anymore if I like this process or if I don't like. It is like when the sun rises, you don't have to imagine the darkness disappears. Right? It is naturally disappearing. So some enlightenment comes. People feel happy, feel joyful, feel love, feel affection to other people. They recognize each other. In darkness, we cannot recognize anyone. Everything is impersonal. Everything is completely in a chaotic, fearful condition. Therefore, 15th century, dark age, it was a fearful, for most of people, a very terrorizing, fearful age. But the golden avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared exactly in that time, but not in the West, not in the Far East, not in the South. He appeared in Mayapur, Navadvipdham. There's the yoga pit. There's the yoga pit where Lord Chaitanya appeared. And when he appeared in that Navadvip, who is a manifestation of his internal energy. It's Leela or Durga Shakti. So it's not an ordinary world. It's not an ordinary piece of earth on this earth. It is a real Tirtha, a real Dham. What is a Dham? A Dham is a place where Lord Krishna or an avatar performed his Leela, his pastimes. He appeared in that place. He made himself from the aprakata visible to the make prakata. The sun, if you are not seeing the sun in the night, the sun is aprakata for us. But does this mean that the sun is just taking birth when the sun is rising? No, it just appeared to our eyes, so it becomes prakata. It becomes manifested. And everyone, after the dark night, when we see the sun rise early in the morning, chanting Gayatri or Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, looking towards the sun, we feel very joyful, very jubilant, together with the chanting. Just the sunrise doesn't make us happy if we are not happy, if we are not satisfied. The sun is not making happy. It is said, for a person who has no love, who has no goal in life, especially higher goal in life, in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sun is not rising for him. He actually doesn't see the sun. Therefore, so many people nowadays they don't even see the sun. And if they see the sun, they think it's disturbing, it's too hot. Too much shining, therefore they have to put sunglasses on. Because they cannot see the sun, they become like all owls. This bird, you know, hiding in the forest, doesn't want to see the sun. So he can say, the sun is not existing, sun is not existing. Now we have to come out of the forest, come out of the jungle, come out from the darkness. Tamasima Jyotigama. Come to the light. Then you will see. Then you feel the warmth. Then you feel the effect of the sunshine. What is the effect of sunshine? It gives you warmness. It gives you enlightenment. You can see. It gives you good health. That's the effect of sunshine, of light. Therefore, light people cannot create. The scientists cannot create. The light is given by the Lord. The Lord Himself is the manifestation of our light, of our life. We cannot create life. The Lord is creating it. In the same way, the Lord is giving us the spiritual life. He will give us this love. He gave us a mission, an impetus, and a purpose of life. why we are actually existing. Not just for eating, sleeping, mating, defending, or get all disease and die and become abused, cannot trust anyone. And Kali Yuga is such a terrible age. We cannot trust anyone. Everyone is cheater and be cheated. So it's very difficult to trust somebody who is your friend, who actually is a well-wisher. So therefore in Kali Yuga, although it is the worst of all ages, Shukadev Goswami is glorifying it. It is the best of all the four ages. Satya, Treta, Dvapara, Kali. Why? Why Kali Yuga, the most degraded, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, is the best? Because the Lord doesn't make any condition. Audarya. He's Udara, Audarya. He very merciful, without conditioning. He is spreading love to Krishna, Krishna Prema, together with the holy name. Prema, Krishna Prema Nam. He is distributing freely. It is said avatar of Lord Chaitanya is coming in every Kali Yuga, but he is not giving the Krishna Prema Nam. Only establishing Yuga Dharma, chanting, but without Prema. So the very significant time is now. Now it's very rare that Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, together with Radharani, is coming, with all their associates coming. The same personalities who appeared in Krishna Leela here in Vrindavan, they appeared in Navadvip again, meeting there. Only different days in Krishna Leela, they all take birth in Vrindavan. In Gaura Leela, they all take birth in different places. Some appeared in Navadvip itself. Navadvip is considered a very pious place. Why? Because Ganga is flowing there. Vrindavan is a very pious place, very fortunate place, because Yamuna is flowing here. Wherever there is a holy river, that's a holy place. It is said that the Pandavas only went to the places where the holy rivers were flowing, like Ganga. Not any. They didn't visit any other place where there is no holy river. We can see, wherever there are no holy rivers, or rivers at all, that place is a very terrible place. Becomes a very unfortunate place. People become very nervous, unsatisfied, unhealthy. So to have a river in the city is very good, but if we have a river like Ganga or Yamuna, this is the best. This is transcendental river. So Pandavas only resided in such places, only visited such places when they traveled throughout Bharatvarsha. But Lord Chaitanya's associates, they appeared in places where the Pandavas didn't went and visited. Example, Bangladesh, East Bengal. East Bengal is considered not a very pious place because the Ganga, original stream of Ganga, is not flowing there. But Lord Chaitanya's associates appeared in that places. Appeared in so many cities and places, regions in Bangladesh, in Assam, in Navadvip itself. Some appeared in Trihut. How's it called today? Trihut? Tera?
Bihar.
Northwestern Bihar. Yeah, it's a region of Bihar. So they all appeared in the different places. In the east, in the south, in the west, in all different directions. And Lord Chaitanya, when he appeared, Gaurahari, he was like the magnet. Like a powerful magnet. All these different associates who appeared in different places, all over Bharatvarsha. They became attracted and they met at the yoga pit at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace in Mayapur, in Sri Navadvip Dham. So, therefore, whenever Lord Chaitanya appeared, his devotees appear with him. He's not coming alone, like Krishna never comes alone. He comes with his associates. So Lord Chaitanya also, Gaurahari, appeared with his eternal associates who participated and assisted him in his most merciful Sankirtan Leela. Krishna Balaram, their Leela is Gocharana Leela. Every day they have a Gocharana farm pastimes, protecting the cows, playing with their friends, and have many merits, many joyful pastimes. So Krishna and Balaram very much enjoying that pastime here in Vrindavan eternally. But now it's the same Krishna Balaram appeared as Gaur Nityananda in Bengal. Although not on the same place, although they're brothers, they're not brothers by same mother, by blood relationship. They're brothers because they're spiritual brothers. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, and this is a verse from Narottam Das Thakur. The Lord Chaitanya is the Prachendrananda Nayai Sachi Sutta Hoilasai. Nityananda is Balaram, and Lord Chaitanya is Prachendranandana, the son of the king of Braj, Nanda Maharaj. So they again appeared together in Kali Yuga. Although in Kali Yuga is no open avatar, no Vishnu avatar with weapons, they come as a Karuna avatar. Parama Karuna Bahu Duchana Nitai Gora Chandra. Sabhavatara Sara Shiromani Kevalananda Kanda Bacha Bacha Bai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrita Vishvasa Kori. So the Karuna avatar, most merciful avatar. Previous avatars, Vishnu avatars, they only delivered a few of their devotees who worshipped them. Even Krishna himself, he only delivered those who were worshipping him and some who were enemies by eternal animosity towards him since previous birth. They also got blessings to become killed by Krishna and they become liberated or attain the position somewhere in the Vaikuntha or in Goloka. And those were most fortunate. Even Krishna, he was not freely distributing. Although he is naturally very merciful also. With Balaram together, very merciful. But they didn't give this prema bhakti to everyone. Only those very rarely they got. Therefore later on Krishna, he was lamenting. And he thought, something I actually missed. Because my appearance is most auspicious, is beneficial for everyone. I'm the life of all lives. I'm in the heart of everyone. Everyone is looking after me, but they don't know me. So therefore I want to make myself known to them by appearing again, but not as Krishna or not as Vishnu. I come as a devotee, as Bhakta avatar. Pancha tatmakam Krishnam Bhakta rupa surupakam Bhakta avataram Bhaktyakam Namama Bhakta shaktikam. So I come as Bhakta avatar, and all my devotees, my expansions, Nityananda Swarup, my avatar, Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Bhakta, avatar as a devotee. Then my Shakti, Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar, Jagadananda Pandit. They're all Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva also, headed by Srivas Thakur and so on. I appear with all of them. That's the Pancha Tattva. Therefore, the Pancha Tattva is considered most merciful. Kaviraj Goswami, he says in the 8th chapter of Adi Lila, if you chant Hare Krishna, maybe your heart will not melt. Right? After many, many hours and years, maybe heart will still not change, will not melt out of love. Tears are not flowing. Hairs are standing not on end. Your voice is not becoming choked. You're not crying like that. Why is that? Because a steel-framed heart, due to offenses, aparadas. So the heart will not melt. But, he says, if you chant only one time, Nitai Goranga, if you only chant one time, Nitai Goranga, immediately you feel joyful. Immediately feel happy. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, before we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's obligatory. It's a must that we chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda and Nitai Goranga. Nitai Gaura Hari. The neighbors of Navadvip, neighbor woman, gave Lord Chaitanya name Gaurahari because he was always only becoming pacified when they were chanting Hari or Krishna Nam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know, children are sometimes very, how we say, whimsical and crying out of nothing and will not become pacified until you give them a candy or a play toy, what they desire, and then they start to smile. But when Lord Chaitanya, but all these things, what they gave to him, what they tried to give to him to pacify, it didn't work. Only when they chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Only then Lord Chaitanya Nimai got a smile and he became peaceful and happy and satisfied. Therefore they gave him name Gaura Hari, the golden Hari, the golden Krishna, Gaura Krishna. So Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is Gaura Krishna. So he made everyone dancing and chanting the holy name already in the time of his birth. So Lord Chaitanya is therefore the most merciful because he made everyone chant and dance. Navadvip Dham, at that time before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, was the high, I would call this capital, place of education for Sanskrit scholars, for Vedic knowledge, for any kind of Vedic knowledge. As Benares, Varanasi is nowadays that place, Navadvip was like that before Lord Chaitanya's time. This is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavad. But although Vrindavan Das Thakur, he glorifies the good fortune of Navadvip and everyone, all these thousands and millions of students and teachers who were living in that place, he glorifies them, how fortunate they are, how great they were. But then later on he says, but no one of them never they uttered the name Krishna. Not even once. They had no interest in Krishna Katha and in chanting the holy name of Krishna. or Hari or any other name of Vishnu. We are all worshippers of Devis and Devas in different forms, especially Durga forms, to get benefit, material benefits. So they had no chanting interest in chanting holy name of Vishnu or Krishna. And the devotees at that time who appeared before Lord Chaitanya's time, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Srinivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, and some others who were present already in advance of Lord Chaitanya, they were very unhappy, because they considered, what is the use of this high education and taking part in such a wonderful, pious and highly educated place like Navadvip if the people will not chant the holy name, if they will not worship the Lord and surrender and worship Him by Bhakti Yoga, especially Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, he is an avatar of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva together in one person. He was so much sad about the situation. And he prayed because he saw all other devotees were very unhappy. He promised, if I will not call the Lord down, so that He will appear, then I will kill everyone myself. I will manifest my Sudarshan Chakra and cut everyone's head. And only by calling Him down, He knew the telephone number, the phone number of the Lord, how to call Him, how to attract Him. He knew, because he was very learned in the scriptures. He knew by worshipping Shalagram Shila and worshipping Tulsi Maharani together and chanting the holy name, Hari Hari. So in this way he was worshipping the Lord with Tulsi, who is very tadya, very dear to the Lord. And in this way, he promised, I will call the Lord down. I will bring Him down. And in this way, I will show everyone that my name, Advaita, I'm not different from the Lord, is appropriate. It's not an imagination. I'm not different from Him. But Advaita Acharya also knew, I cannot bring Him down. Although I'm Vishnu avatar, although I'm Sadashiva, I'm very powerful, I'm an Ishvara, and I also could introduce the Yuga Dharma, but in this time of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Gaura Hari, I cannot do it. I'm paralyzed, because the Lord has to come first. My Lord has to come first. I'm His servant. I'm not the Ishvara. I'm His servant. And only if my Master is coming, Gauranga Prabhu, then we all will assist Him and become instrumental in His mission to distribute Sankirtan Prema. Nityananda Prabhu, same. He appeared in Eka Chakra, Radhadesh, where the Ganga is not flowing. It's actually also not a pious place in one sense, because Ganga is not flowing there. But Nityananda Prabhu made Eka Chakra prosperous. He made it auspicious. And he appeared there. And he went on pilgrimage for 20 years. And like a wandering mendicant, Avadhut, Nityananda Avadhut, ultimately came to Mayapur. He already came to Mayapur before in the form of the snake on whose body Nimai Pandit was playing with the snake, what he was playing. He was checking, is the Lord ready soon? He appeared, and he will be here ready soon to start the Sankirtan Leela, the new Leela. Not Gocharana Leela. Sankirtan Leela. Sankirtan Leela, it's the new Leela of the age. One time Krishna Balaram on the altar of Sachimanta and Gornitai appeared together. In a dream, actually, in a dream of Sachimata. They were fighting with each other about the offering of Sachimata. The mother offers to Krishna Balaram Prasad in motherly affection. And Krishna Balaram wanted to eat, but then Gornitai will come. They say, no. This is our prasad. We will eat now. It's our. They were fighting with each other. Your time is over. Dvapara Yuga. You are Dvapara Yuga avatars. We are the Kali Yuga avatars. Gornitai ki. Yeah. We are the Kali Yuga avatars. Huh? So it's our time now. Therefore, this offering is for us, not for you. So that Krishna Balaram therefore appeared as Gornitai, and Srila Prabhupada established Gornitai and Krishna Balaram worship simultaneously in this temple here in Vrindavan with Radhashyam and the Sakis, because they want to show their family, they're not different from each other. And in this age, it's not possible that to worship Krishna and any avatar without first worshipping Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and the Panchatattva, and chanting first their holy name, the holy names of Panchatattva and Gaur Nityananda. Only by their mercy we are able to worship any avatar. We have access. So, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the Lord Himself, Advaita Acharya also, three Prabhus appeared. One of them is Mahaprabhu, the master of all masters. Also Nityananda Prabhu, although he is Balaram himself, Ananta, Sankarshan, Balaram Tattva, considers himself, I am the servant of my master, Gauranga Prabhu. So everyone considered themselves as servants, and they could not do anything. Only when the Lord appeared, Nityananda came, Advaita Acharya came, Srivas Thakur came, Haridas Thakur, they all came to Navadvip to join Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Leela. So they were very glad. As soon they heard that everyone was chanting in Navadvip the holy name of Hari Hari and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then everyone started to sing and to dance, especially Advaita Acharya, because his prayer became fulfilled. The Lord heard his prayer. And therefore he started to dance with Haridas Thakur together in Shantipur. They were associates. Haridas joined Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. So they were dancing together. And they were shouting, oh, our Lord appeared. Now very soon the world will change. The world will change, but it takes the time. Because like an evolution is taking time, like the whole creation takes time, so the spreading of the Sankirtan movement is taking time, but it started by the Sankirtan Pita, Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. They're the fathers of Sankirtan, the inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement. They started this movement. And it started from there on, it starts to move. And sometimes it increases, sometimes it goes down a little. Sometimes not visible, sometimes visible. But ultimately, the flood will overflood everything. And everyone will drown. Old men, young men, women, children, even the Pashandis, the criticizers, everyone will drown because Lord Chaitanya with Nityananda will not make any distinction with in giving this holy name together with the prema, with Lord Chaitanya's own prema. Nityananda is empowered by Lord Chaitanya. He's Ananta, the thousand hoods. He's glorifying the Lord since time immemorial. He's the reservoir, the storehouse of Krishna Prem. This storehouse, if you have availables in your house, you don't show it on the shelves and in the tables and show everyone who is coming to your house. Oh, don't show them your wealth. The most valuable things you keep very secret, locked up, so that nobody can have long fingers and take it. So, Nityananda Prabhu, he is Ananta. He keeps this deep in his deep self. He's the treasure house of this love of Godhead, and he keeps it very safe. He doesn't give it out. Only he gives it out when Lord Chaitanya, his Lord, appears and gives him permission. So now, it's time now. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda is Swarup. He's the expansion of Lord Chaitanya. Like Balaram is an expansion of Krishna, Lord Krishna. So that it's not different. They are not different from each other. But as Balaram was not doing anything before Lord Krishna's appearance, he was like dumb. He was not moving. He was not inspired to do anything. Only when Lord Krishna appeared, his Lord, then he assisted him as elder brother and as actually more in Vrindavan mood, sentiment, as friend. As elder, as friend and Surit Sakha. So Nityananda, the same way, he's also Surit Sakha. He's also a very dear friend of Lord Chaitanya. He appeared before Lord Chaitanya, but he came assist Lord Chaitanya with and Lord Chaitanya made him instrumental. I give to you this mission. I give to you this holy name and this mission to you, because I cannot go everywhere on my own, but through you. And through all your devotees, to whom you choose, the holy name and this Krishna consciousness will spread. Srila Prabhupada, in this verse, I read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the Lord Chaitanya is described as Chandra, moon, Gora Chandra. And all his associates, there were also Chandras. And so many Chandras, so many golden moons. But one is Gora Chandra, the original. And the others, they are because of their pure heart and prema towards the Lord, they're reflecting the prema of Lord Chaitanya, the golden moon in their heart. And therefore they appear like moons themselves. So shining, so munificent. What is the cool? What is the moon effect? It is cooling, very refreshing. It's very pleasing to the heart, to the soul, to the mind. Especially for the mind. Mind is crazy. But the mind, if the mind comes under the influence of the moon of Gaura Chandra and Nityananda Chand and Advaita Chand, by their mercy, Panchatattva and all their associates, one becomes very happy and very joyful. And everyone participated in this movement. The demigods from all over the universe, they appeared eager. The demigods were praying before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. We know that you will come and that you will freely distribute this Krishna Prema. Let us also take part and assist you in your mission. So that was their prayer. Today is a very auspicious day. It's this appearance day of most merciful avatar, Karuna avatar, Nittai Gaura Chandra, so Gaura Chandra. And by their mercy, and only by their will, we can become instrumental and can do something to assist Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnavas in the mission to Sri Chaitanya Nityananda. So, Hare Krishna, I congratulate you all for this day. Sri Gaura Purnima Ki Jai! I'm stopping here, thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai! I'm stopping. Gaura Premanandi! Hare Hare! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.